caught up with an Iranian Christian who tells his story of finding safety today. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In a moment, you'll hear what happened. Stories like his and those in a different refugee crisis shine the light of Christ in an increasingly dark world. Let's get started. Christians with an eye on biblical prophecy are growing wary. Iran is cozying up to Russia and China and blaming the West for Middle East violence and instability. But there's good news coming from Iran, too. Take Amir, for example. He's an Iranian Christian that just arrived in the U.S. after years of taking refuge in Turkey.
I know I'm here because this is the part of plans of God.
A few years ago, Iran's government started threatening Amir because he was printing a Christian magazine.
The government said you're advertising another religion, and you know, Iran is the Islamic Republic. The Islamic is very important for government. Because if you delete the Islamic in the Republic of Iran, you have to change the government.
It's a pretty amazing story, and you can hear it at our website. There's a lot of adjustment to life in the U.S., so would you pray for Amir? And while this refugee has made it safely to his final destination, the United States, others are fighting tooth and nail to arrive at theirs, Germany. With over 800,000 refugees expected to settle in Germany in the next 2 months, ministry opportunities abound. E3 Partners is looking for Christians who want to share their faith with refugees on short-term mission trips. At the end of this broadcast, we'll share how you can join one of E3's trips. You're listening to Mission Network News. There are over 1,000 unengaged Muslim people groups who don't know Christ. Frontiers USA President Bob Blinko says,
North India, Pakistan, the great area of Sulawesi, Indonesia, the Arab Peninsula, Chad and Sudan, and the Caucasus region of southern Russia. 95% of the unengaged Muslim peoples reside in these six areas.
You'll note that most of these areas are reporting trouble with the Islamic State now. The terror group is partly responsible for the scope of the refugee crisis that's facing the global community. Of their Syria team, Blanco says they're with the refugee communities in Jordan and surrounding countries.
They have continued to work with Syrians, but lo and behold, this time working with Syrians with whom they never would have had access. So there are unexpected opportunities for long-term presentation of the gospel and planting churches that we wouldn't have had without the upheaval.
Think you could blaze a trail or two?
We just want people whose eyes dilate, whose blood pressure rises when they hear this scripture and they feel a common cause.
Let's go a different direction. A creative is someone who connects ideas to a medium and communicates a creation story. They think in color, shape, and sound, and literally see the world differently, and they speak a different language. Jacob has been serving overseas with Operation Mobilization as an artist in residence. He's using film and design to reach others like him who've never heard the gospel, and he's telling their creation stories. OM's looking for more artists. We'll tell you where you can find links in just a moment. But first, there's an important trend that you should know about. Short-term mission trips are sometimes thought of as going and doing to make Jesus known. Diacino with Del Camino Connection says that perspective is changing.
There is a shift that has taken place from having to go and do these things in the absence of people on the ground, to where now there are Christians all over the globe who are doing wonderful things.
So short-term mission trips are still good and needed things. But instead of going with outcomes in mind, like building X number of houses or drilling X number of wells, Giacchino says focus on the heart of the matter.
When we shift the perspective from being transactional in our partnerships to being relational in partnership, it changes everything.
For more details on this or any of the stories you've heard today, visit us online at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? We'll get our e-news delivered every morning, and you can sign up for it for free. Go to missionnews.org and look for the link. The daily emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.